Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina. Quiet conditions persist for much of the region throughout the first half of the week and into the Christmas holiday, with high pressure primarily in control of our weather. The week started out quiet under clear skies with chilly temperatures. The above average start to the day will translate into this afternoon, being likely the mildest day of the next 5 to 7. A cold front crossing the region tonight will usher in cooler temps for the rest of the week. Dry weather will continue throughout the day and what looks to be much of the week, as a matter of fact, which is great news for anyone heading over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house these coming days. Our area will reside between a southern stream system that will scoot offshore and not affect us at all, and a northern stream system that will drag a cold front through the area, allowing that colder air to push into the region and the wind to become northwesterly and quite gusty for a time this evening and overnight. Winds will subside quickly heading into tomorrow as high pressure builds in from the northwest. And with very little moisture to work with, I don't believe we'll see any precipitation with the frontal passage, just the notably cooler temperatures to the tune of maybe 10 plus degrees cooler for daytime highs tomorrow versus what we've got going on for today. Now, the forecast for the latter half of the week depends on where that front winds up in relation to our area. It does appear to linger nearby, but with, again, very little moisture to work with, precipitation doesn't seem to be the challenge. Temperatures look to be more the big question for us. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, that southern stream system that I mentioned will intensify near the eastern Gulf Coast and be the main feature making weather headlines to begin the holiday week. Widespread moderate to heavy rain will continue, and with the relatively long duration of the event, rain totals could be in the order of 3 to 6 inches across eastern Georgia and into South Carolina, especially South Carolina, where the big bullseye is. And that brings a moderate risk of excessive rainfall and a risk for some flash flooding. The second area of disturbed weather will be across the southwestern U.S. through tomorrow as a Pacific front and plume of moisture move inland across California. And that's going to bring 1 to 2 inches of rain likely across southern portions of California and heavy snow further north over the Sierra Nevada. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 79 in multiple areas of Florida, including Hollywood, Key West, Lighthouse Point, Marathon, Pompano Beach, and West Palm Beach, to a low this morning of 8 below at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, it'll be sunny and pleasant with a high in the low 50s. In Boston, sunny and breezy with a high right near 50. And in Buffalo, sunny and quite breezy, gusty as a matter of fact, with winds out of the southwest 15 to 20 miles an hour and highs in the mid-40s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature 33 degrees with a record of 64 set in 1990. Normal minimum temperature 19 degrees, record of 12 below set in 1955. Sunrise and sunset data for today, the 23rd of December. Sunrise at 7:23 a.m. and sunset will come at 4:25 p.m. Here's my latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Sunny with a high in the mid-40s today, a bit breezy with gusts up near 25 miles an hour from time to time, and partly cloudy tonight. Cold with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny with highs near 50 today, tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, sunny with highs in the low 40s, a bit breezy this afternoon, partly cloudy tonight, cold with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny with highs in the upper 40s today, mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid-20s overnight. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny, highs will be in the mid and upper 40s, winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles an hour, partly cloudy and cold tonight with lows in the mid-20s, those northwest winds continuing. Your extended forecast for the next 5 days. Tuesday, sunny and cooler. Highs will be in the mid and upper 30s to near 40. Christmas Day, mostly sunny and chilly, with highs also in the mid and upper 30s to low 40s. Partly sunny Thursday. Highs in the mid and upper 30s to low 40s. Mostly cloudy with some wintry mix possible on Friday. Highs will be in the 30s to near 40 degrees. And mostly cloudy for Saturday with highs in the 30s to low 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.